under stress, people can regress to lower levels.
As what well as big illnesses or diseases can have people regress to very low values levels.
Let's talk for a moment about change. Change can occur in no time at all, or it can take forever. Some people say, how long will it take me to change? Change can occur in an instant, or it can take forever to change. And people will say, how long will it take me to change? There's no way to predict. So change can occur either quickly or slowly, fast or slow. And we have no way of saying how quickly that'll happen. A person can be stuck at a certain level, or they can move on. And there's no way of predicting how long it'll take a person to move on.
It's important to understand that each and every value system is like a continuum from unconscious to conscious.
This is very important. So when we tend to move into a values level, so we move from one values level into another, when we move into a new values level, we tend to move in and the values level is unconscious, or there are certain portions of that values level which are unconscious. When a person moves into a values level, the values in that level tend to be unconscious. When a person, at some point, the values in the level all become conscious. When the values all become conscious, then we have a positive behavior outside.
But as new coping mechanism develops, then at a point, there is a certain rejection that happens toward that particular values level.
Of the previous values level.
And the individual starts shifting into the next values level, which will be again unconscious.